I'm Susan Grace, and this is Be the Evidence.
We are at the full moon in Cancer. So there's a stellium in Capricorn. Stellium is three or more planets or luminaries in the same sign at the same time. So it's Sun, Mars, Venus, Mercury, and Capricorn opposing the full moon in Cancer on approach to Jupiter. Jupiter retrograde in Cancer. And then a minor grand trine that's going to hold for quite a while has already formed. So Pluto in Aquarius trine Uranus retrograde in Taurus, sextiling Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. Okay, what does all that mean? This is the last lunation with us being heavily in water and earth. The next moon, new moon in Capricorn, around that new moon, we start to get ingresses into Aquarius. And even when we get into the Pisces season, water again, Saturn and Neptune will have already ingressed into Aries. And then we get into April, a huge Aries surge, and Uranus goes into Gemini, June. End of June, Jupiter goes into Leo, and then end of July, the nodes go into Leo, Aquarius. So the first half of January is sitting in the saturation of earth and water in two ways. One is you need to say goodbye to a lot of things. The outer planets being in earth and water go back years. So like Pluto already in Aquarius, Pluto took a couple years to fully get into Aquarius, but it was in Capricorn since 2008. So 16 years from 2008. Important to make sure you're fully cleaned out about that during this Capricorn season. You are no longer bound by oppressive outside control. The rigid stories that we have held on to that fell apart. So the story of how you thought it was going to be, the story of how it's always been, the story of how you think it has to be for things to be okay. All of those should be let go of at this point. This particular Capricorn season with Pluto fully out is a commitment. You're making a commitment to your own life going forward. You're committed to going on to discover what will now stand the test of time from here. Not what you thought was going to stand the test of time before and it fell apart. What about from here? A new commitment, okay? Saturn and Neptune about to leave Pisces. So Saturn is a 2.5-year cycle. It went into Pisces in 2023. Neptune went in 2011. So like the year before the end of the Mayan calendar, that's a long stretch. And it brought up Neptune itself, then also Saturn joining towards the end, is bringing up all the ways that we stay stuck in the suffering loops. And we have to get out of them. But the loops don't let go of us. We let go of the loops. And so there's been a lot of dredging up of really old heartache. And sometimes so old that it's like karmic or ancient. Like housing suffering and you're not even sure where it came from. That came up a lot too. We're moving on from that. Uranus and Taurus, that went in 2018. So overhauling what we find valuable and important, like inherent worth, and also resources, and also how you value yourself, how you value yourself in your own life, and how you value yourself in the world. That has been an overhaul. If you go back further than that, Uranus was also in Pisces before Neptune. Uranus went into Pisces in 2003 to 2010. So a whole lot has had to be worked through. And I think because earth and water is so saturated, like earth and water make mud, and in some cases it feels like it makes quicksand. That's the reason why you feel so tired right now. Like, a lot of people are exhausted, and it's because it's been a slog. It's been a long slog. And, you know, please hear me when I say this. You're going to have to let go of that. You're going to have to let go of what you've been through, what you've had to climb your way out of, what you've had to process and sort through. You're going to have to release the default setting that things have to be really hard. You're going to have to let go of disappointment. You're going to have to fully shed yourself from the stories that didn't work out. You're going to have to let go of a lot. And you're going to have to let go of a lot because it's too heavy to carry with you. We're going into air and fire. And air and fire will require your bravery to experiment. You're going to have to get a whole lot more brave. I'm seeing this in the one-on-one readings I'm doing with people. Like, people are pretty saturated right now with how much they've been through, or how they think it's going to keep being hard. Like, if they try something new, it's going to be like pushing a boulder up a hill, or it's going to repeat in some sort of ache or disappointment. And so it's slow moving right now to get into new territory, and that's okay. Like, right now, it's really important to use this time to kind of say goodbye to a whole lot of things. These transits like this and all those outer planets being in earth and water are not going to come back in your lifetime. And going into air and fire is going to hold for a bit. A lot of this stuff is going to hold for a long stretch. So Pluto in Aquarius is slowing down. It's going to stay in Aquarius until 2043. Neptune in Aries will be like 14 years. Uranus is a 7-year cycle. So we live here for a while. We're not in it yet. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be very fast moving. And let me tell you something I was mentioning in the live call for the year ahead with the BTE members this last week. My perspective, where I'm coming from, my lens, is to always look at the astrology for how is this in our favor? How can we work with it? What is it trying to do? The planets are always trying to move us forward. It's our resistance to them that creates problems. And so when I am looking ahead, I'm looking at how can we write it to the highest octave. I'm also not going to pretend that much air and fire will not be primed for reactivity and conflict, because it will. I think that when we're in this moment of earth and water, not only are we letting go of a whole lot of things that are too heavy to take with us, but a commitment to that thing about bravery and experimentation, and not allowing your energy to be hijacked by unaware or underdeveloped egos flailing in the middle of a quickening and heat and fast movement. We can't let our energy keep being hijacked by some greater other. Some greater other is over. That was Pluto and Capricorn. We're not doing that anymore. We have to live with going in new directions and allowing vision to take over. Vision to take over. We've been walking through this for a while. That's putting Venus in front. What do you want to experience? How do you want to feel? Where are you trying to end up? And then your action, or Mars, is to support that. Your action is to make that happen. We need vision in front. Just reacting without vision is what causes problems. And we are going to see people causing problems. But you're not to let that take over. It's another thing I've been talking about the last couple of years, is you need some sort of practice in your life that keeps you grounded into being here all the way. I think that Saturn and Neptune in Aries is going to require us to overhaul how we live as incarnated people. Because just living from trying to either escape the condition or being reactive is not solving anything. So we have to overhaul how we find our own empowerment. And we're finding our own empowerment because we're trying to find ourselves in real time. We're trying to find ourselves in real time about what will go into the future. What's going to stand the test of time from here on out, because we have to find each other. We're too individualized in our independence. Like, we're too isolated. We're too far apart from each other. There's too much othering going on. I mean, I'm not trying to give a lecture here. You just have to open your eyes. You can see. We're too far apart from each other. And we need to not stand for that. We need to understand that we've got a problem and we have to solve it. And it starts with an inside job. It's an overhauling your own empowerment. I think that since we're going to have a big surge of Aries, I think we're going to have a lot of like physical inflammation issues and also interrelational inflammation issues. So you're going to see people get really inflamed, both physically and like how they act in the world, in their lives. And that is from too much being housed within and not being processed. I'm telling you, as a Mars and Aries person, when things come out in inflamed ways, it's because I've suppressed them for too long. It's not productive at all. Because if you keep holding things in, they're going to find a way out. And so if you see this in the world, here's what's happening. If you haven't dealt with insecurity, if you haven't dealt with your sense, your perceived disempowerment, if you haven't dealt with boundary issues that you keep kicking under the rug, if you keep letting painful things happen, like through self-abandonment, if you keep neglecting your own sense of being really strong and standing tall in your body and within your own life, okay? All of those things where we just keep not addressing it, it's going to come out. And so whenever you see this in the world, you need to understand that that is not coming from vision and wisdom. It's coming from self-neglect, self-abandonment, ego going out of control, reactivity instead of facing what actually needs to be faced, insisting on regression rather than going future forward in progress, all that kind of stuff. So that's definitely there. But we need to let that not be you, okay? Now is the time. If you follow me on social media, I keep posting about this. Right now is the time for you to get quiet and make a real serious commitment that's going to go far into the future, that you are dedicated to the discovery of finding yourself and finding, so we can find each other in what will now stand the test of time. And what will stand the test of time from here on out cannot be the default of how it's always been. It will involve brave experimentation. And then you see what works. I don't remember if I've mentioned it here before, but I've been talking about it in one-on-one readings with people. I have on my whiteboard, you can make it better later. You need to make it exist first. That's the spirit of experimentation. Don't worry about things being perfect. Just try. Try. Believe in yourself. I almost think that you need to believe in yourself like, like when we were kids or when we were in our 20s or whatever, and we're like, I don't know, let's try it. And you had no idea. I mean, there's a lot of bravery you can have whenever you don't know. You know what I mean? It's almost like that. The unknown that we're going into is something that we've never seen before. Sincerely. First of all outer planets and the nodes going into air and fire at the same time. Well, relatively, you know, within a year or two, all of them, all of the outer planets and the nodes. And Pluto in Aquarius. You have not been alive during that. Trine Uranus in Gemini. That's going to be a quickening that you can't currently perceive. And that's in a minor grand trine to Saturn and Neptune in Aries. For some reason, the opening of consciousness and the rapid advancement of our understanding as to the nature of our existence is going to require us to heal our egos. And we're going to have to do it, you know, in real time. We're going to have to keep up. We're going to have to do it pretty quick. This is not a slow healing like in water and earth. This is quick. Face your shit right now. I do not want to come across like I'm lecturing. I'm human too. We're all here together. We're all doing it together. And you know, for what it's worth, if it helps in some way, man, I can feel it right now. When I can feel like ways that these last, you know, this pocket of time in earth and water has like taken a toll, where it's like, oh God, it's still hard. Wow. Or like if I'm scared to try something new, I am with myself in real time saying, okay, you gotta get past that. It's not someday, it's this day. You're gonna do it right now. You're gonna do it even if you're scared. And I'm like, all right, even if I'm scared, I'm gonna do it. And just see what happens. A lot of it is going to be just try. Just try. You can fix it later. You can rearrange it later. When we're all under the same sky, everyone is trying something new. That's another thing. The ways that you individually feel apprehensive or, you know, anxious or scared about trying something new, I think that we need to understand that everyone's under the same sky. So let's create safer places for each other. We're going to have to do something about how we support each other. Like, stop tearing people apart. And whenever you see people trying something new, support them. Whenever you're trying something new and someone says, good job, say thank you. You know what I mean? We have to create safer spaces for each other because we're all in here at the same time. It's not any one person. Like, again, whenever I am with people right now, one-on-one, it's not everyone, but it's enough for me to notice a pattern that I can hold people's attention for like maybe 30 seconds about trying something new. And then boom, they're right back into worry or anxiety or the story of, well, you know, it's probably going to be hard like everything else. And I keep trying to, as best I can, try to interrupt that and go, wait a second. Maybe it's not going to be as hard as what you've seen before. Please at least consider that. You know what I mean? Like that's what's happening whenever I'm with people in their individual charts. In your individual chart, we can see specifically where experimentation is going to come in, and then also where you're going to need to deal with your emotion. I mean, I'm telling you, you're going to need to deal with your emotion specifically because in 2026, all three Mercury retrogrades are in water signs. And they're around major transits, around like the air fire stuff. And I think that is wonderful. Like there's something built into the sauce of, hey, don't forget to feel. Don't forget to feel what's going on. That won't be particularly enjoyable to be like, oh God, here comes the memory. Oh no. You know what I mean? Or man, I feel really, really apprehensive right now, right? Okay, that's fine. We're going to do it anyway. You know what I mean? You're going to have to be your own coach. Or, you know, if you're with me, I'll validate the shit out of you, okay? Like, I can feel it. All this year, I'm going to be telling people, you can do it. I promise you can do it. Come on. You can do it. We need to be that way for each other. Because it's going to be kind of overwhelming. And that's where you get into reactivity and people getting into unnecessary conflict or getting into shame, blame, regret when they don't need to. And, you know, hiding when it should be come out wherever you are. Come on, get out here. That's another thing that keeps coming up in when I'm working with people one-on-one is they know they're going to have to come out into the open. And if, you know, if you're with me, I'm like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. Come on. So, full moon in Cancer, opposing a stellium in Capricorn. When Uranus, Saturn, Neptune are getting ready to go into air and fire. Quickly, okay? Second half of the month is everything starts rolling into Aquarius with Pluto. Take your time. Make a mature, adult, dedicated commitment to yourself about how you're going to go discover a new normal on what is going to stand the test of time. You are going to be dedicated to some sort of practice in your life that keeps you here day in and day out without trying to escape, without being suppressive, without being regressive, without being reactive, so that you can be a willing participant with the quickening of life moving forward, and you're not going to let unaware, rogue, chaotic energy outside of you, whether on a micro level, like immediately in your environment, or on a collective level, you're not going to let that hijack your own vision. You're just not. You're going to swerve right around it. Just leap over the resistance to change and pour your energy into where you want to end up. Where do we end up? We end up finding ourselves, finding each other, and trying new ways of being. We're going to do a lot of repair work. A lot of repair work that came through like Pluto and Capricorn was the dismantling of a whole lot of control things. Water was a lot of moving out of suffering stuff. We're going to have to clean all that up and experiment on what we're going to do now. Okay. So hang in there. It's kind of quiet right now, but what you're doing in this quiet moment is going to have a far reaching effect, and we're going to speed up in the coming days. And having said that, Happy New Year. I really appreciate you being here. It's a great honor of my life to be in life with you. You have no idea how much impact being with so many people from so many walks of life from all over the world has affected me as a person. And I'm so grateful. And we're just going to keep doing it together. Really glad you're here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me this week. If you'd like ongoing support outside of these podcasts, you're invited to register as a member at betheevidence.live and receive your invitation to join all of our community in the new app, which we are very excited about. You can also schedule one-on-one time with me at susangrace.org. We'll talk again soon.